Blog Talk Radio.
When I was a little girl,
bringing unto you the divine word of truth. I hope and I pray that all has been well in your family circle. Hope and pray that all continually to be well with you and yours. I want to take the liberty at this time to send out condolences to those of you that has lost loved ones in the last 72 hours, the last 48 hours, last 24 hours, last 12 hours, 8 hours, 4 hours, 2 hours, 30 minutes ago, moments ago, even seconds ago. And we want you to know that you are not alone. We want to keep you in reminding of brothers and sisters and prayer warriors that are praying around the clock for you and with you in your hour of bereavement. And may God restore your joy and restoration back unto your soul. These and other blessings we ask in Jesus' mighty, marvelous name. And let the kingdom of God say amen. All right, I want to thank those of you that were able to tune in on this morning. This is a just, you know, kind of spur of the moment, but you know, God can be sporadic at any time that he feels deeds necessary. God don't have to give, you know, us any clues or any forewarning, although he do say that he gives us warning before destruction, however. But as far as, you know, God just moving on you to come across with a word for somebody out there that need a word from the Lord, and that's where God come in. And God will lay upon our heart and our soul, his ministers, to go forth and give a word, hallelujah, unto those that need one. Because we know that we're living right now in a world that's, we're kind of in a turmoil and unrest. But we know as long as we keep our mind stayed on Jesus, he said that he would keep us in perfect peace. So with that being said, you and I and us, we don't have to worry. We can just lay it all at the foot of Jesus. Hallelujah. So I'm not going to get too far carried away there because that's not my sermon on tonight. But I just thought I would just share that with you on the reason that I'm here on this morning. Hallelujah. It might be day elsewhere over the world, but on my block, hallelujah, in my neck of the woods, it is morning, in the a.m. morning hour. But God say even one day to him is like 1,000 years. So I'm just so grateful to be able to come across and bring a word from the Lord. And so without any further ado, we're going to go into our opening prayer. And each time that we approach this podium, we fail not to acknowledge our God. He's our God. He's our Lord. He's our Savior. And he's our soon coming Messiah. And I want to present to some and introduce to others. His name is Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. He's a native of Nazareth, yet he was born in Bethlehem. And we know that this earthly soil that you and I and us are now treading on is not our eternal destination. We know that God went away, and he told us, he said, I'm going away to prepare a place for you, and when I return, I will receive you unto myself. But until that time is upon us, Father God, we will continue moving onward and upward in your will and in your way, God. Whatever you tell us to do, God, we want to be obedient children and not heathens, God, disobedient heathens, but we want to be obedient children of God. So, Father God, we come on this morning with a grateful heart of your sovereignty and your love unmeasured. We thank you, O gracious Heavenly Father, enabling us to gather in unity, God, once again around the spectrum. Father God, we will continue to mount up from the four corners of this earth, starting from the north, south, east, and west, as pilgrims through this barren land. I'm asking you on this morning, God, to anoint these lips of clay. Enable me, God, to bring a rhema word to those that may, then again, may not know of you, the pardons of their iniquity. But grace me, your servant, God, with words of encouragement and words of wisdom to each and every one that are hurting deep down in the epitome of their heart and soul. Father God, we won't take your glory, won't take your praise, but we'll give you all the glory and honor that are due unto thee. These and other blessings we ask in your Son Jesus' marvelous name. And we'll let the kingdom trinity of God say amen and amen. Hallelujah. All right. I have the chat room open for your sitting and listening pleasure. And I want you just to come aboard, bring all your digital devices. I call them our toys because it looks like we cannot move and we cannot groove, we cannot sleep or eat without knowing their whereabouts. So we know that we use them in our day-to-day itinerary. So they're a vital commodity in our daily lives. So I just want you to bring all your digital devices, may it be your laptop, may it be your tablet, may it be your smartphone or your iPhone, whatever you have in your possessions. Bring them aboard. Hallelujah. And just allow me to bring a rhema word from the Lord unto his people. You, the congregation, Trinity of God. Hallelujah. And so I'm planning on being with you 1 hour on this morning, unless God say otherwise. And we're going to bring you the second half of our program. And it's the Hymns of Zion. And at the conclusion of my message, before we go into the Hymns of Zion, that's the second phase of our program, we'll welcome all prayer petitions and requests. You're at that time prompt to call in and speak live with the host. And we will pray hand in hand. God say, any two or three touching and agreeing, I am in the midst of them. So don't take a whole lot of people to get prayer through. As long as you come into God in sincerity, God said, those that worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth. So as long as you and I and us are worshiping God in sincerity, then God hear our humble cry. So without any further preliminaries, we're going to take you right now on into a live service that's already in progression. And may God bless each of you. Hallelujah. All right, our sermon on this morning entitled, Real Healing, Jesus' Specialty. I want to say that one more time. Sermon on this morning entitled, Real Healing is Jesus' Specialty. So we know that Jesus is known as the great physician. We know that Jesus specializes on things that's impossible with man. It's impossible with man, but it's possible with God. Hallelujah. And God said that all things work for our good. Hallelujah. So all we got to do is just don't put your trust and your confidence in Tyrone or Mr. Jones or Miss Jones, but put your trust and your confidence in God. He's our great physician. We're talking about real healing on this morning. We're talking about the great physician. We're talking about your aches and your pains. We're talking about your terminal illness. I'm here to encourage your heart on this morning that Jesus specializes, hallelujah, in things that seem impossible. But I want to encourage you that they are possible with Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. We find out that Jesus went about when he walked this earth over 2,000 light years ago. Jesus walked this earth and he teached and he laid hands on the sick. And it was not one that Jesus laid hands on and prayed wasn't healed. So I'm here to encourage you that you can trust God when you can't trust no one else. No one else is left but Jesus. That's all you need. Jesus is all you and I need. Hallelujah, Jesus. Bless your holy name. And we know that we can find real healing in Jesus. That's where our healing lies. And so we know that, hallelujah, we read the story of Naaman's healing from his dreadful disease of leprosy. It confuses you and I and us. But like him, we find that the simplicity of the cure to be strange and inexplicable to modern medical thinking. We find out that Naaman took a great tribute to the king, hoping that money would be sufficient to buy a secret cure. And you know, that goes back to the woman that had the issue of blood. She spent all her money going to doctors here and there and everywhere, but she couldn't find a cure. But she had a whole lot of faith. She had liquidated all of her funds. But the Bible tells us that she had a whole lot of faith. And she heard the word was out that Jesus was coming through. Jesus was passing down through the road, the streets, the avenues. And she said, I don't want to get to Jesus to give him, you know, a sad story. I don't want to tell him that I've spent all of my funds on medical, you know, advice and medicine. But if I can just get to Jesus, if I can just get close enough to Jesus, I don't have to say anything to Jesus, but if I can get close enough just to touch the hem of his cloak, of his garment, then I believe that I will be made whole. So you see, that is what moves God in yours and mine's in our life and our circumstances, is our faith and confidence in God. Hallelujah. So like Naaman had went to the king hoping that his money would be sufficient to buy a secret cure. But even the king did not know what to do with this unrealistic expectation. We're told that instead the prophet Elijah, he effected the cure with a treatment that made no sense. You see, Elijah knew, however, that the most important thing that Naaman, hallelujah, needed was the healing. Hallelujah. He needed a healing of his relationship with God. And that's what you and I need in this life. We need a daily relationship with God, because God is never too busy for you and I to call upon him at any time, any moment, any second, any hour, any month, day. God is never too busy. Hallelujah. We know that God, he don't put us on three-way. He don't put us, say, well, put, let me put you on hold because, you know, I have another daughter on the line. I have my other son on the line, so I'm going to put you on hold. But God can answer yours and mine and our prayer at the same time. He's that kind of God. Hallelujah. So like I said, that Naaman, what he needed was the healing, and he needed a personal relationship with God. So he prescribed a miraculous treatment to bring Naaman, hallelujah, to a new understanding of God. His new relationship was much more important than any physical cure. And that goes the same for you and I and us. We need a personal relationship with God. Hallelujah. When all our friends are gone, we need a personal relationship with God. Because we know we can call on him anytime, and he's never too busy to tend to his children. We know that the cure that changed Naaman in body and in soul, in spite of the modern medicine, the great advances, we know that God is the true source of yours and mine and our healing. He's the source of true healing, namely the healing of yours and mine and our soul. Hallelujah, Jesus. Bless your holy name. We know that this healing, the type of healing that you and I should all desire, regardless of our health, when we come into a right relationship with God, we will be able to face whatever may come our way. We're talking about real healing, Jesus' specialty. So we can pray, Heavenly Father, we call on you in the midst of our hurts and our pain. Help us always, Father God, to remember that you are the great physician who heals us in our bodies and our souls. And may we rely on you for our strength and for our salvation. Hallelujah. Amen. We're going to go into our second key scripture, and it reads this. It says that Jesus said, if you have faith the size of a mustard seed, you will say to this mountain, move from here to there, and it will move. The Bible says that nothing will be impossible for you and I and us. That scripture reading is coming out of the law of Matthew 17 and 20. Hallelujah. Jesus said that if you have faith as a grain of mustard seed, nothing, absolutely, positively nothing, shall be impossible unto you and I and us. And you know, hallelujah, I'm always amazed, hallelujah, when I just look at this great God that we serve, you know, how omnipotent that he is. And when Jesus tells you and I and us, all he requires of us is just a small mustard seed of faith. We know that a small mustard seed is, it's when we just, it's just like a micro dot. I mean, it's no bigger than just the tip end, look like of your finger. And Jesus said that the mustard seed faith can move mountains in yours and mine and our life. The Bible passage preceding that statement, Jesus' disciples asked why they were powerless to heal an epileptic boy. Jesus, in return, told them that it was because they lacked faith. They had been given power to heal the sick, to cast out demons, and to perform miracles in the name of Christ. But on this occasion, they fell. And Jesus told them, he said, that the power to heal comes from only by much prayer and fasting. find out that this mustard seed faith is faith that acknowledges our absolute dependence on God. When you and I, us, when we act on what we believe, when we humble ourselves before God, we find strength in God's mighty power to be a healing presence in our world. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And we can pray and ask God, God, to help us to grow in faith. When our faith is challenged, teach us always to depend on your love and care. Hallelujah, Jesus. Amen. We're talking about real healing is Jesus' specialty on this morning. Hallelujah, Jesus. And we can also talk about King Hezekiah. We know that Hezekiah was facing a terminal illness and a certain death. But he prayed, and we go right back to having a personal relationship that we're talking about earlier. Having that personal relationship with God. He said, oh Lord, remember how I have walked before thee in truth and with a perfect heart. I have done that which is good in thy sight. Hezekiah wept sore. That scripture reading is coming out along. 2 Kings 20 and 3. And it doesn't matter this morning what your diagnosis, hallelujah, has read out to be. What your physician has told you. He might have told you that you have been diagnosed with a terminal illness. He might have told you that you have a bleeding ulcer. He might have told you that you have heart disease. It doesn't matter if you have tuberculosis. It doesn't even matter if you have high blood pressure, low blood pressure. If you have sugar diabetes, hallelujah, you might be having hemorrhages at the brain. Even a brain aneurysm. Here to tell you on this morning to just comfort your heart and let you know that it's not over until God says it's over. It's not over. Because we know that Jesus, hallelujah, is the great physician. Hallelujah. Jesus is the one that heals us from sickness and diseases. Hallelujah. Jesus is the real healer. It's his specialty. He specializes in sickness and diseases that his children encounter from day to day. We know on this life journey, this earthly journey, we will suffer from sickness and diseases just because of sin entering in the world. But in spite of that, you can take heart and be encouraged because Jesus has the final say. Jesus said that you can say to this mountain to move here or there, and it will move. He says nothing will be impossible. And that scripture reading is coming out of the law of Matthew 17 and 20. Hallelujah. And so after Hezekiah wept sore, the Bible tells us that the Lord graciously responded. He said, I have heard that prayer. I have seen the tears. Behold, Jesus said, I will heal thee. Jesus said, I will add unto thee, I will add unto thy days 15 years. That's in verse 5 through 6. And I want to encourage you on this morning and let you know that God answered Hezekiah's, hallelujah. He answered his prayer. And God answers Hezekiah's faithful living and his fervent prayer. And he heard it by delivering him both from an ill health and oppression by his enemies. So there might be someone that's, you know, happy to hear that something dreadful as that may have come upon your body. But you can look that demon in the eye, eyeball to eyeball. And you can tell that demon, I bind you in the name of Jesus. Because my Jesus' word tell us that by his 39 stripes, I'm healed. You're healed. We're healed by his 39 stripes. We find out that the story of Hezekiah demonstrates a pattern of righteousness. Hallelujah. Prayer, grace, healing, and deliverance. We know that this story becomes a favorite, hallelujah, for meditation for our enslaved forbearers. They took the narrative as their own, for it bore an unmistakable witness to one claim that God is powerful, although unpredictably present in situation of oppression, exploitation, personal needs, sickness, and even death. We find out that the story of Hezekiah gives you and I us two thoughts. For our reflection, first, it gives God deliverance. The oppressed who hung in thirst for God's righteousness. And we know that he does not deliver the oppressed simply because they are oppressed. But second, Hezekiah illustrated how believers, hallelujah, can face the secular world. When threatened by an enemy, they can take hold of the horns of the altar and pray until deliverance comes. So I want you to know that God, real healing, God is the real healer. And it's Jesus' specialty. Hallelujah, Jesus. Bless your holy name. And if your ultimate concern is fame or fortune, hallelujah, a human affirmation, it does not matter. If your desire is to please God, to be the salt in the earth and a light unto the world, then you can trust God. Trust him to be the healer in your life. To heal whatever ails you and pains you, whatever sickness and diseases that you might encounter. Know that Jesus is the real healer. And it's Jesus who specializes in healing all matter of sickness and diseases. Hallelujah, Jesus. Bless your holy name. Hallelujah, Father God. And we're going to read our third key scripture. And it reads like this. Where are you cast down, O my soul? Hope in God, for I shall yet praise him for the help of his countenance. That scripture reading is coming out of the law of Psalms 42 and 5. And we know that it was catastrophe grief that prompted the psalmist to cry out in anguish. My tears has been my food day and night. While they continually say to me, where is your God? That scripture reading is coming out of the law of Psalms 42 and 3. We know that the struggle of his heart had likewise been turned inward, while the rest of the world went on with business as usual. We're told that he carried in his heart the need for deep and complete healing. But only when you and I and us, we submit our brokenness to the good and great shepherd of our heart, can we find the peace that allow us to respond to life. I want to ask you on this morning, why are you cast down, oh my soul? And why are you disquieted within me? Hope in God, for I shall yet praise him for the help of his countenance. So it doesn't matter what the doctor has told you, you have been diagnosed with 6 months to live, a year to live. You need to turn to Jesus. Place your hope in God. And you can praise him till victory is won. For I shall, hallelujah, yet praise him for the help of his countenance. We know that you and I and us, we can find hope in God. It's the only solution for the deep trauma of the heart. Hallelujah, we know the Christian hope is in the Lord. You and I and us, we rest secure in his sure word. And though we're tempted to despair, we do not doubt that God is there. We know that no one is hopeless whose hope is in God. Hallelujah, Jesus. Bless your holy name. We're coming on in to our final reading for this morning. And John describes a meeting between Jesus and a man who had been sick for 38 long years. The man's last hope for a cure was to be the first person into the pool. When the water was stirred by an angel on his annual visit, and after trying this fruitless for 38 years, the afflicted man was probably angry and profoundly discouraged, like you and I. We can get discouraged when the doctor tells us some disheartened comment that we're sick and that we're suffering with some terminal illness that won't go away, that will just, it just stays with us day after day, night after night. Minute after minute, second after second, hour after hour, day after day, month after month. But you and I can take courage and we can look to Jesus. So we know that, hallelujah, that the guy that had waited for 38 years to be placed in the pool. We know that his sense of personhood was a rock bottom. But he must have been amazed, though, when Jesus singled him out and engaged him in a conversation. Jesus asked the man, he said, "Will thou be made whole?" That scripture reading is coming out of law of John 5 and 6. What could the man say? We know that his hope was so warped by his years, hallelujah, of unrelieved affliction that he could hardly face the disappointment that would surely follow the failure of one more try. Then things took a strange turn. We're told that Jesus intervened with swift and sure result. The Bible says that the man was healed. He was made whole. Not only that, but was given interest into a new life. You can be given a new life and a new interest in God. Once you have had a face-to-face encounter relationship with God. Hallelujah. This man world suddenly became much larger than his beggar's bowl. We find out that this man's healing was more than physical. We find out that his long-term illness has isolated him. Your long-term illness might have isolated you as well. But I come to encourage your heart on this morning. You can come from out of your insulation, insulated environment. You can come before the throne of God. You can ask God to heal you. Heal your body that is wrecked with pain, with illnesses, sickness, and diseases. Hallelujah, Jesus. We find out that the compassion and care of others, hallelujah, can seldom bridge the chasm that created pain. Others can only be a disturbing, destructive force in a human's life, emotionally and spiritually. But we know that Jesus offered that man what the angels could not give, and that was health and wholeness, the all-encompassing freedom from the prison of ill health. Jesus can free you from your prison of ill health on this morning. He offers it to all of us as well. Healing does not come only from angels or physicians or even medicine, for as a matter of fact. But we know that total healing ultimately comes from the Lord. God gives us new life. The cure of life is rest in Christ Jesus, who affirms that I am life. Believe in me, and ye shall have life beyond the deadly grip of pain and suffering. So I would encourage you to put your hands in the hands of God. He is the great physician. He is the great healer that can heal whatever ills you, whatever that terminate your lifespan to exist in this world. Look to Jesus. When you can't look to Tyrone, look to Jesus. When you can't go to your mother, you can go to Jesus. When you can't go to your father, you can go to Jesus. When you can't go to your husband, your wife, you can go to Jesus. When you can't go to your children, your best friend. When you can't go to your nurse practitioner, you can go to Jesus. There's healing in his veins. Jesus has healing in his wings. He specializes in things that's impossible with man is possible with God. So I want you to be encouraged. I want you to say to yourself, self, you are healed on this morning. Matters what the doctor report says, I'm going to believe the report of the Lord. Jesus is my healer. Jesus is my creator. He made you. So therefore, if Jesus has made you, surely he can heal you from all matter of sickness and diseases on this morning. So I want you to put your trust in Jesus. Place your hand on your body and pray the prayer of faith. Say, by his 39 stripes, I am, you are, we are healed in Jesus' name. Jesus' only requirement for you and I and us is a mustard side seed of faith. Jesus said if you have faith the size of a mustard seed, hallelujah, you can say to this mountain, move from here to there, and it will move. The Bible tells you and I and us, there will be nothing impossible. That scripture reading once again is coming out of Matthew 17 and 20. Our sermon on this morning has been, real healing is Jesus' specialty. In ending, I hope and I pray that I've said something to marinate your spirit and infuse your mind as I have brought unto you divine word of truth. If this program has been a blessing in your daily walk with God, have any prayer petitions you would want the old ship of Zion go down and pray on your behalf, you're most certainly encouraged to send your correspondent to God House of Deliverance Pentecostal Digital Worldwide Ministry. Your station has been produced by Blog Talk Radio. Your program has been the old ship of Zion. Send your correspondent, make them attentive to Overseer Janice Ward, P.O. Box 1600, Gilbert, California 95020. You can log on to our web address, www.janicewardministries.org. We're going to now turn you over to the second phase of our program. Till we meet again, you are encouraged to go in God and allow God to go in you. The lines for prayer petitions are now open. You can call in and make your request known. Hallelujah. I will pray the prayer of faith with you, and God will bring, hallelujah, healing. All we have to do is supply the faith in God, the mustard side seed of faith, and God will supply the healing. Hallelujah. So I want you to be encouraged. I want you to buckle up with Jesus at your will because he is people friendly. We're going to now take you on over to our second phase of our program, Hymns of Zion, to uplift your heart and to hopefully to just impress the importance upon you to just look to Jesus, who is the author and the finisher of our faith. But this second part of our program is to uplift your spirit and encourage your heart, because we know that when we are encouraged, we can encourage others as well. When we know we can trust God for our healing, we can tell others that they too can be healed. So without any further ado, we're going to take you now on into our second phase of our program, Hymns of Zion. Till we meet again, you be blessed. Go in God and allow God to go in you. Bye for now.
Thank you. get in the back door, but you're already in here now. If God has delivered you from anything, get up on your feet right now. Bring it out. Now, in order to participate, you need a little room. Tell your neighbor, I need a little room, little room, little room, little room, little room, little room. If you need to move on out in the aisle belongs to you. Bring it down from that head. Now, when I count to three, Atlanta, I want you to do me a favor. I want you to clap like you're from Durham, North Carolina, outside the county line. How many don't have a problem giving God some praise with your hands? Here we go, Atlanta. One, two, three.
Oh,
more time. Everybody.
Oh,